Hello, thanks for calling customer support and remaining on the line. My name is Ashley. I'm one of our fuller supervisors in the fraud department. Tim, I have the pleasure of speaking with today.
This is, it's either Mary or Pam York. I don't know what, she didn't tell me. But somebody used my card and, or I don't know what happened. Anyways, I got this charge for $59.89 and I authorized. Honey, I have leukemia, and I was in bed sleeping, and this is since I went to bed about 5 o'clock this morning, and I wasn't even awake to know what I was doing. I don't know what this charge was for, nothing. Can you tell me?
Okay, just taking a look here. I have loaded up the information that was transferred over to me. Just for confirmation, this is right. Can I ask for the P.O. box number you had confirmed earlier, please?
72.
Thank you. That is on file. This, let me get this loaded for you. Okay, so this is actually going back to an order placed way back in May. I see that there was an online customer support survey completed on May 29th, which it seems afterwards you would have been presented with a sweepstakes entry. It was a chance to enter and win a mixer for your kitchen. Do you recall doing that?
No.
That in turn led to a monthly subscription on our Bites Hub meal planning application. The monthly charge was $59.89. That was to provide the monthly enrollment for the contest ran on the mixer. It was sent to the email which was provided for the sweepstakes enrollment. We sent it to the email of mpty1970@gmail.com. Is that your email?
It was, but it is not anymore. And let me tell you why. I have been hacked. And I have got no mixer. I've got nothing.
Oh, well, we weren't sending out a mixer. It was a sweepstakes enrollment. It was a chance to enter and win monthly.
No, I did not do anything like that. But they took my email away.
Okay. There was a phone number entered for this entry as well. It seems to be different than the number you're dialing under. The phone number entered was 931-397-4857. Do you know whose phone number that is?
That's mine, but it's not me. I had nothing to do with a mixer or sweepstakes tickets or anything. I don't even know what this is.
I understand. And we do have that address you confirmed earlier on file, and I do see you have been charged against a MasterCard ending in 4130. All this information had been provided on that sweepstakes entry on the date it was completed. I understand you don't recall doing anything of this nature, but I do have to ask, would it be possible anybody else in your household, friend, family member, neighbor, or anything like that could have submitted this without your knowledge?
See, honey, that's my problem. Somebody got my card, and they got that FanDuel, something about betting, you know, for sports online or something. I don't even watch sports, let alone what I bet on them. But they bet $1,400 on my card.
Oh, my.
I don't know who it was. I don't know nothing. But the bank has hot-carded my card. Because
okay.
I don't know where these are coming from. I don't know. My grandson was here. I don't trust him. And back then, I didn't know he was going to be a little thief and steal from me. So it could have been him. He could have just, you know, or his mother, if he give her the numbers, because they've lived in a motel since January. So.
Oh, wow. That activity you're explaining all on the same MasterCard that was billed here, the one in 4130?
Yes. And I am so tired of this. This has been the second time this year that they've hot-carded my card because of him. So I'm thinking it might have been him or his mother. I don't know, but I don't know anything about it, honey.
Yes, ma'am.
She said she was going to cancel the account. Like I said, I don't know what this is.
Okay,
half
well,
the time I'm not even in this world, so.
I do understand, and we're happy to provide some assistance on our end. So let me ask you this, because I understand you've had some other activity on that card that has been charged. What do you mean your card company, they did what to your card?
They turned it off.
They canceled it?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Do you know if that MasterCard company placed any fraud investigation or dispute against the 5989 charges?
She told me to call you and
right.
talk to you, and then she said that it has not been posted yet. It's been it's out there in limbo until, I think she said, tomorrow.
Oh, okay. So she must have been referencing the 5989 that went through on July 27th, but I will confirm for you that that was the third billing on the account, and we had charged that amount back in June and May.
See now, honey, I don't even do my checkbook. I have this lady do my checkbook for me, so
yes,
I have not even seen that charge because, honey, I cannot add and subtract or nothing. I have so many problems. So if you take the 5989 out this time, go ahead, but then cancel anything further.
Well, what I'm going to do to help you out, we will go ahead, and let me ask you this, ma'am, because we do complete a full investigation to help you out, help you figure out where this is stemming from.
Uh-huh.
If you would want me to go ahead and file the claim for you, it would be completed within about 24 hours at the maximum.
Uh-huh.
We would submit an IP trace for the device that was used, and the owner of that device would receive notification we've started fraud proceedings. If you want to go that route, the credits would be pending upon the investigation, but you would receive a refund within 3 to 5 business days.
Let's just go ahead and stop it right here where it is, because it might have been my grandson did it. I don't know, but I've got another charge on my account I got to call on too. So
okay.
Let's just, if it is, I don't want him in trouble or anything. He's already in jail, so.
Oh, wow. Alrighty. Allow me just a quick second, then. I understand you have a few more things you're needing to complete today, but I'll get that reversed for you, and I'll provide a confirmation number, okay?
Okay.
And may I ask, ma'am, on the prior call before you were transferred over to me, were you provided with your cancellation confirmation number that proves no future charges?
No.
Okay, no worries. I'll provide that as well, just a second.
Okay.
And I would like to advise that the July charge has been reversed. You'll notice this reflect back within 3 to 5 business days. I have your confirmation number when you're ready.
Okay, honey.
And that number is going to be C, like canceled.
Okay.
920-926.
Wait, but you're going too fast. C, 920.
Yes, ma'am, 926.
Okay.
750.
750. Okay, and that's
yes, ma'am.
A cancellation number.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and is that the only one I need?
Yes, ma'am. That's in case you were to have any questions or concerns in reference to either the cancellation or the refund of $59.89 outside of 3 to 5 business days. You give us a call back in reference to that number. I have everything I've completed on the account notated for you as well.
Okay. Thank you, honey. I appreciate it. I don't know what to add. But I thank you.
Very welcome. Anything else for you?
No, honey. You have a nice day.
You as well. Thank you for calling customer support.
Thank you, honey. Bye.